This week's violence in Iraq overshadowed another episode of religious violence in Africa. It happened in Nigeria, the continent's most populous nation and a major supplier of American oil. Nigeria's population is divided between Christians and Muslims, and the latest attack started as a protest against those newspaper cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. A number of Christians were killed in the heavily Muslim north, and that led to a response in a city in the heavily Christian south. Yesterday, reporters saw people burning the bodies of Muslims and leaving them strewn in the streets. Today, we've called Chief Femi Fani-Kayode. He's the spokesman for Nigeria's president. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What is the government telling those who are responsible for this violence?
Well, the government has condemned violence in any shape or form or for any reason in the strongest terms. And the government has urged religious leaders on both sides of the divide to ask their followers and adherents of both faiths to actually espouse the tenets of Islam and of Christianity by ensuring that peace prevails in the land. The local authorities in the states that have been affected have taken the necessary measures to curb the violence, and that indeed is what has happened.
You mean there's been a crackdown on people who have been attacking others in the streets?
What I'd say is that in some of these towns that these unfortunate incidents took place, curfews were actually imposed by the local authorities at specific times when these things were happening. And as we speak now, it appears that peace has returned to the areas that experienced these disturbances.
Chief Fani-Kayode, as you know, there have been various episodes of religious violence dating back at least to the year 2000, which is when some Muslim communities in the north began trying to impose Islamic law. Given that it's gone on for a number of years, how serious is the problem in your view?
I think you have to look at it in the context that we have a situation in Nigeria which is very peculiar. You have a 50-50 divide between Christians and Muslims. There have been pockets of violence over the last few years. But the way you measure it is by looking at it like this, that things could have been a lot worse had it not been for the fact that the Nigerian people, generally speaking, are tolerant of one another and believe in worshipping their God in peace. And despite all these disturbances, I think we can proudly say that we still have a lesson to teach the rest of the world in terms of peaceful cohabitation, especially in the kind of world that we live in today, where sectarian violence seems to be prevailing everywhere.
Before I let you go, your boss, President Obasanjo, as you know, is nearing the end of his second term. There is some discussion as to whether he will seek to change the Constitution and go for a third term. Will he?
Well, the issue of seeking a change for the Constitution by the president himself really doesn't arise. That is a call for the Nigerian people to make, and it's their decision to make whether or not the Nigerian Constitution will be amended in a number of ways to reflect the wishes and the will of the people. And right now we're going through a process of constitutional reform and constitutional amendment. Once we have the new provisions in place, then Mr. President will look into the possibilities.
Let me ask if I may, sir. Has the talk of the president, and we should mention a Christian president, has the talk of the president staying in office and not stepping down added to the tension in Nigeria?
Well, I wouldn't say so. But whether you are pro this or pro that, whatever you feel, whatever you want, let the people decide not just about what our Constitution says, but also about what and who, how they will be ruled and who will rule them in the future.
Chief Femi Fani-Kayode is a spokesman for Nigeria's president. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
NPR reporter Ofebia Quist-Arkton regularly reports from Nigeria, and she's been listening in with us to Chief Femi Fani-Kayode. And Ofebia, you heard the talk just now of changing the constitution in Nigeria to give a third term to the president. How much is that adding to the tension and the violence there right now?
Observers and analysts in Nigeria are saying this is really the underlying cause in growing political tension in Nigeria. It's seen as religious, ethnic, sectarian violence, but people say Nigeria's political future and the uncertainty over it and feverish speculation about whether President Olusegun Obasanjo will seek a third term is really what's causing all this violence. And often we see this in Nigeria in the build-up to the election. And, of course, there is a key election next year.
Does that mean that political leaders are taking advantage of people's religious feelings?
That's precisely what Nigerians say happens all the time, that it's a case of manipulating people, and then there are clashes, killings, and mayhem, as has happened in the north and in the southeast.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan speaking to us from her base in Senegal.